Our next presentation is entitled Corrections, Getting Members Excited About Going to the Big House. I'd like to welcome Scott B., our presenter from Southern California, Area 9.
Good morning. My name is Scott B., and I'm an alcoholic. It is a privilege and honor to serve as the literature chair for Mid-Southern California, Area 09. Now, what in the heck am I doing up here talking about corrections? Because I was asked to. November 28, 1943 is a little-known landmark day in AA history. Bill W. himself was the guest speaker at an AA meeting held in California's then-notorious San Quentin Penitentiary. The famous warden, Clinton Duffy, had allowed the first AA meeting to be held at the prison in 1942, and Bill was anxious to observe the progress of this unprecedented step. There were formidable problems to solve, Bill wrote later, but Warden Duffy took them, and his faith was justified. Our topic this morning is, how do we get people excited about going to the big house? Some people have asked me, what is the big house? This is definitely not a house I want to live in, no matter how big. The big house is prisons, jails, correctional facilities, etc. The presentation topic is General Service Conference Corrections Committee Item Number C. Discuss how we engage AA members in correction service. In the Trustees Committee on Corrections report dated October 27, 2012, under the Subcommittee on Corrections Engagement Planning, Don M., chair of that subcommittee, reported that the subcommittee had met to review their scope and agreed to review all materials utilized by the Corrections Desk in order to take a strategic look at how the AA message is currently carried to incarcerated alcoholics. In my eighth year of being around Alcoholics Anonymous, I was on my fifth relapse when I was arrested. The deputy sheriffs took me into the Norwalk City Jail. I was told I would be released by 6 p.m. the very next day. When that hour came around, several deputies started lining all of us inmates up. They marched us straight out the back door, and my thoughts were, I can't wait to get home and continue where I had left off. I then noticed the very large black and white bus that said Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. I, of course, immediately started insisting that I was supposed to be released. I am not like them, I argued. Thank God for the paperwork mysteriously disappearing. Had I been released after my four-year relapse, I'm not sure if I would have been able to muster the courage to come back. While I was incarcerated, the thought occurred to me that AAs and corrections would surely come by to visit me. Although I was only in LA County Jail for 2 days, I would love to have had a visit from someone in AA, but none came. The night I was released, I only had a pair of pants, no underwear, mind you, and a t-shirt, flip-flops, no money, no cigarettes, and my brother was visiting my sister in Oregon. 2 a.m. on a rainy night in downtown LA is not a pretty sight for a scared man like me. Can I get my water? A homeless man, hold on a second. A homeless man gave me a cigarette, and I called the only person I knew who would be up at that time, and she was my dealer. She came and picked me up, and prior to her arriving, the thoughts came to my head that she would give me alcohol and drugs. I needed to make it through the rest of the night and the next day. It came to me as a shock when she said, Scott, you have a problem and need to get help. Wow, that hit me like a ton of bricks. The very next day, I went to my old home group, the Fifth Tradition Men's Stag in Hermosa Beach, California. I had to arrive 1 hour before everyone else because I thought if I saw anyone there before I arrived, I would just drive by. I have been sober ever since that day. A teenager that I had sponsored beginning when he was 15 years old spent much of his teens in different foster care programs and houses in which he kept running away from them. His father had committed suicide. and his mother was a drug addict. The state took him away, and he was in the system until after he was 18 years old. Much of his life was spent being incarcerated in juvenile system. DCFS had given me permission to visit him on Sundays. We would work the steps, read the book, and talk about him and where he would go once he was released. I saw many young men and teens there with no one to visit them. No AA members they could talk to about their alcoholism. Some had asked why no one would come visit them. I had no answer for them, as I was only allowed to see my sponsee. I've shared a couple of experiences with you, and what I've read to you about the famous Warden Clinton Duffy allowed the first AA meeting to be held at the San Quentin Penitentiary in 1942, and Bill W. being the guest speaker there on November 28, 1943, in hopes of looking back in our AA history and our shared experiences, we can encourage AA members across our Pacific region to get involved in corrections, as shown that there are many suffering alcoholics that are incarcerated who may never find the peace and joy that we have found from being free of alcohol, unless we encourage our own AA members to get involved now. In my search of this topic over the last week, I have learned much about myself also. I have learned that God seems to put people who have experience on such topics in front of me. I am the Mid-Southern California Area 09 Panel 62 Literature Chair. What do I know about correction service? I was literally freaking out. I called the PRASA program chair, Candace, and wanted to make sure she had the right topic for me. And no, I'm not controlling. I then sent a text to our delegate, our area delegate, called my sponsor, PJ, who is a past delegate for MSCA 09, talked to a few more people, went to our area's registration workshop the last Saturday, talked to our alternate delegate, our delegate, and wouldn't you know who showed up at the meeting? Nick, who is a past delegate for our area, was heavily involved in corrections. Now, if that is not God working in my life, then I do not know what would be. There are many tools we can utilize in correction service. One of these tools is corrections correspondence. I would like to quote something I read in this year's background correction correspondence, a special kind of AA service. Quote, "I know how important our 12-step work is, and I enjoy writing men who are locked up. It is one of the tools that I use to keep me sober. I myself found AA in prison almost 20 years ago, and it hasn't been necessary for me to return to prison since I was released in 1979, unquote, from an outside correspondent. I really want to thank the host area for the 2013 PRASA for allowing me to be of service and to allow me the honor of presenting this topic to all of you. I hope and pray that those alcoholics who are incarcerated will get the help they need from Alcoholics Anonymous, and it really starts with us. What better way to celebrate my 12th birthday this coming Thursday than taking home the amazing experiences I have received from being involved in PRASA? Thank you for my life."